News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has agreed to a 30-day pause on his tariff threats against Mexico and Canada after the two took steps on border security and drug trafficking. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The leader of Canada's most populous province says he will now pause all retaliatory measures against the United States after news broke that the threat of tariffs has been put on hold for a month. Ontario Premier Doug Ford earlier threatened to cancel a lucrative contract.
Ontario won't do business with people hell-bent on destroying our economy.
The contract with Elon Musk's Starlink is worth about $68 million to deliver high-speed internet to remote residents in rural and northern Ontario. Before the pause was announced, British Columbia Premier David Eby said tariffs would have a lasting effect.
Even when the tariffs are taken off, the relationship will not go back to the way it was before. We will not put ourselves in this position again.
Sound courtesy CTV. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An engine and large pieces of fuselage have been recovered, along with more human remains, from wreckage of last week's mid-air collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport. Nahia Panjwani has an update on a Friday night plane crash in Philadelphia.
The crash killed all six people on an air ambulance, including a girl who had been receiving medical treatment at a Philadelphia Children's Hospital. A seventh person inside a vehicle was killed on the ground. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said they're reviewing the cockpit voice recorder.
Was there medical concerns? Was there technical or mechanical issues on the airplane?
Audio courtesy WPVI. Debris from the crash exploded into a fireball, and pieces of the plane were blown into a neighborhood, severely damaging several businesses and at least 11 homes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And the number of monarch butterflies wintering in the western U.S. has dropped to its lowest level in nearly three decades. Pesticides, loss of habitat, and climate change taking a toll. This is AP News. Sports news. Cleveland Browns star defensive end Myles Garrett has requested a trade. He's under contract for two more seasons, but says in a statement, despite his love for Northeast Ohio, his goal has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. The Browns finished with a 3-14 record this season. And Gethin Coolbaugh has a baseball story.
Umpire Pat Hoberg was fired by Major League Baseball on Monday for sharing his legal sports gambling accounts with a friend who bet on baseball games and for intentionally deleting electronic messages pertinent to the league's investigation. MLB opened the investigation last February when it was brought to its attention by the sports book. Hoberg did not umpire last season. MLB said the investigation did not uncover evidence Hoberg personally bet on baseball or manipulated games. Hoberg can apply for reinstatement no earlier than spring training 2026. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.